Then it says ki sikso kitzircho besodcho vishachach toime besoda. These are the three things. You have leket, shich, and peya. Leket is when you're collecting it off, what falls on the floor. And shich, then if you made it into bundles, you leave over a bundle there. And then you have peya to leave over the klal before you start cutting down. Leave over one part of the field for the anim. Yeah. Now, shnayim shebilun, there are two in the trees. Hashichcho v'yapeya. The Chassidus says, "Kisach loytzeisach loytefurach recha." Don't take it off completely. But then the Tana of the Rebbe Shmuel for tito tefata b'menu, yeah, that don't take everything means leave over peya, leave over something for the aniyim, and achrecha that means zeshicha. Means if you take in the bundles and you leave over a bundle there, you have to leave it. The chul and all these things that said before ain't them teivas hanor lebaylam. The baylam has no teivas hanor from these things. Ain't them teivas hanor lebaylam. Mar says, my time, what's the reason? Like, how come the Bailam kid doesn't have a right to give it to whichever oni he wants, but rather when an oni comes, he has a right to take it? Why not? How come you're not a Bailam on it? So Mar says, Aziva ksivu. It says Aziva means you have to leave it over. So it's not yours to give it to them, but rather they have a right, they come and take it. That's called Aziva, Aziva ksivu. Yeah. Rashi says, "Kulas yivik sebrusha sarach la niach shem behefker for lo shiachalkem, and you can't give it out." Haya. Yes, that's why you have no teivas hanor. Now the Gemara says that filu oni sheb yisro mitzim noisem miyadoi. It means to say, even though you're poor, but another person, another oni, can take it away from you. The Chassidus says, "Veleka ketzircha lo salaket lan wager taza voisom." That means it teaches us. Lahazir oni al shaloi, that even though you're an oni, you're a poor man yourself, still your own all these matonis you can't keep for yourself, but you have to give it to another oni. Yeah. Ani ani mazil yoni, that you have to give it to another oni. Now Umaiser oni hamitchal butirbeisai, but a balabos took home his own paris and he took sort of taken off trumas and Maestras, the Maestroni, so that Yesh Patoiva sent all about them. Then the owner has a right to give it to whichever Oni he wants to. My time, what's the reason? Here, Nesina Ksubi says Lashon of Nesina. Rashi, Benefata Lelevi Lagel Yosem Lamono. So therefore, Nesina means you have to give it. So therefore, you have a right to give it to whichever Oni you want. So somebody pays you money to give it to his friend, the Oni, you have a right to keep the money. Now again, Gafilu Oni Shevi So Metsinoi Sim Yadoi. That even though you're an oni, you can't keep it for yourself. You have to give it to another oni. The Yoma Rebbe Loi Groma Lager Lager Mihosim. Learn out Lager Lager. Rashi says Mibaleka Kitzich Loislakid Loni Lager. So learn out Malahalin Muzer Oni Al Shelo. Just like over there, an oni is Muzer on his own. Avkanir also Muzer Oni Al Sheloi. An oni is Muzer upon his own. Meaning to say that he can't keep it for himself. He has to give it to somebody else. But this price says Vishar Matnas Kun all other Matanas Kuno Kagoin Azroy of Lachayim Vyakeva. These Matanas you give to the Kayin. Here it says Ein Moitzin Oisan Loimi Kayin Lakayin for Loimi Levi Melevi. That a Kayin does not have to give it to another Kayin and not a Levi to another Levi. Mashmado Homi Levi Lakayin Moitzin. But Mashmado from a Levi to a Kayin we do take it out. Rashi says, "Homilevi lekoyin matzian alma de leviyah mikriyam." That a levi is called an am, and therefore we make him give his matonos to a kohen. If so, v'yamayin matzian he misafkul leravi yikriyam ilay. How come it says here, "Well, matzian we take it out of the levi to give it to a kohen"? Of course, not like Rav. Rav has a doubt. Maybe he's called not called an am, so menasafi you can't take it away from him. So, as am like yikriyam, it's vadi called an am. Tumor says no. Kogoyin has a roya for loy zeroya. It means something like a matnas kuna, but not completely. Rashi says kloy marasha matnas kuna. It's going on other matnas kuna. She matan lekoyin. Vezu kama de matzian. On that one, it says we take it away from a levi to give it to a kohen. For loy zeroya atzma, but not the zeroya lechiyayim a kever. That not. Why? Because you have a suffix. Maybe it's not called an am. So l'chura, even if he's not called an arm, which ones do we for sure have to give? Does the lady have to give to a kohen? So Mar says, my niyu, my serishin. My serishin, now we take away from the lady and give it to a kohen. You ask the question, what's going on here? For the Gemara, my serishin, the lady you anyway. My serishin is when you take home your parish, you take off truma, and then you take off one-tenth my serishin. And what do we do with my serishin? We give it to a lady. So how could you say here, the lady has to give it to a kohen? Why? My serishin, the lady himself keeps. So Gemara says, yes, kareb loza ben azariah. What's the kareb loza ben azariah? The Tanya will learn like this. Truma la kain. Truma, everybody holds you have to give to the kain. My serishin a levi. The Torah says, give my serishin to a levi. But Dibur Rabbi Kiva, these are words of Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Loza ben Azayu Oimer, no, af la kain. That my serishin, not only to a levi, if you want, you could also give it to a kain. The Silver Gemarius. Eimer, the Amor of Loza ben Azayu, af la kain. He only said also to a kain. But la kain, v'lelu levi miyomar. Like, did he say that you can't give it to a levi? And then what we're saying now, it means even a levi has to give it to a kohen. Who said that? Even according to Blaza, a levi could also keep it. So then for sure a levi would not have to give it to a kohen. Samara says, yes, in yes. It means labosa de kansinu Ezra. Ezra made a kenas. Ezra made a kenas, and since the levium did not come up by the bias of Shani, Teres Yisrael, so made a kenas upon them that Maisa Rishon goes to a kohen and no more to a levi. So after that kenas, now it's no more to levi. So the half minimum is now that the levi would have to give his maestration to a kain. So Gemara still asks a question on this. Gemara says, Eima de kansinu Ezra de lo yavinilu. Ezra l'chura's takana was that we do not give maestration anymore to a levi. But mishko minayu miyoma. But did Ezra and Azai holders that the Ezra make a kenas? That we take away maestration from a levi to give to a kain, that we don't see so far. We only see that we don't give it to a levi, but a levi himself, l'chura, is still potter from giving maestration. So that's not pshat b'rais over here. The midrashim, the grain has zeruya v'lo zeruya. It's more so true. I tell you, Ella rather like this: the grain zeruya v'lo zeruya. On my knee, what is this? Reishis hagez means the mitzvah of reishis hagez when you shear off the wool of your animals. Even a levi has to give it to a kohen. What should I say? Kohen, yeah. We're assuming the levi kohen was yatsmoy. We're going reishis hagez. The hossam like sivam. The even doesn't say the word am. We normally, even though they're not called an am, still the mechuyif. If a voracious agay, that's for sure, even Levi would have to give to a kohen. Toshima, coming here. Says, this is a general cloud. That called Dover should be Kedusha. Anything that has Kedusha on it. Rashi says, it means Shosel is the Zorim, that a Zar is also going true, Makyotz, anything that has Kedusha. That a Zar can't use it. Has called Dover should be Kedusha, going Truma, or Truma Smaisa, Vechalo, is Moitzi Noisa Miyadam. We take it out of the hands. We don't take it out of the hands. So we're talking about what? A levi. Rashi says, "Yemaytzin miyad levi." We take it out of the levi, give it to a kain. But otherwise, we don't take it out. So the churitz mashma, they're not called an am, because that's why it says yepeter over here. Rashi says, "Shem." So why is Rav have a suffix? Here it's Mash Mechura that they're not called Am. They're thought to Amosino is some Yodam. So Rav says, not going Zeroy Vloy Zeroy Maninu Maister Rish Nabos Nekatinu Ezra. Just means to say Amosino means we don't make a levy give Maister Rish in us all. So that's the Kiddush over here. That if there's a menetakono that we don't give maiserishin to a levi, so the Bryce is saying, even though we don't give it to him, but we don't take it away from him either. We just don't take away this from him. But could be other matonis, maybe we do take away from a levi to a kohen, so it wouldn't be a clear proof to Rav. Toshima says, Hashoyichit l'kohen, if somebody shechs for a kohen, it's a kohen's animal, or else levi kachov mishech for a goy. So potter min a matonis. Then you're potter for giving matonis, a kohen and a goy is potter. Mashma l'levi l'Yisrael chayav yishech for a levi for Yisrael, he had the chiyah to give matnas kuna. So mashma l'levi had the chiyah to give. Samar says no. Loy time don't say holy label Yisrael. Chayiv, don't make this diyek. Elaim is like this rather. Holy Yisrael chayiv. If you shech for a Jew, then you have to give matnas kuna. Album says, what do you want to say? Album Levi, my pot. If you shech for Levi, you want to say a poto. He also if so, listed should say hashech of Levi, Levi gechav and potem and amatonis. That is a big chiddush. Not only if you shech for goy, they should have said if you shech for Levi also a poto. It's one question. Secondly, your time you learned hashech it lekoyin Levi gechav. So many shechs for a koyin for Levi gechavim, potem and amatonis. You put it for matonis. The label you throw chayiv. So clearly, if you shecht an animal for a levy, you have a chiyuv to give matonis. You see, clearly a levy is mechuyiv in matnas kuna in the Zrela Chayim Vekeva. If so, to you to the Rav Zakash and Rav. So with Zamlach Rav, Rav Lintzi and Echnami Tanoyi. Rav agrees to from Achlokes Tanoyim, whether a levy is mechuyiv in matnas kuna or not. To Tanya, we learn like this. The Apostle says, V'chiperes mikdash hakodesh. These are the kabbonis that are brought for on Yom Kippur. There's mechaper v'chiper, right? It's about v'chiper Yom Kippurim. So zeh lefnai lefnim. Any chet that somebody did betumo that happened to Kohen Gadol or lefnai lefnim, it's mechaper. The par v'sur Yom Kippurim is mechaper. O Yom Moed, when the pasuk says O Yom Moed, zehechol. Any tumah that happened to you in the hechol, mizbeach k'mashmo. Any tumah happened to you while you were working with the mizbeach. Yichaper, Eilu Azoros, any tumah happened to you when you were in the Azoro, in some of the rooms in the Beis HaMikdash. Kanim Kamashmo, if a Kohen became Tommy, went into the Beis HaMikdash. Amakal, Eilu Yisrael, even if Yisrael was Tommy, went into the Beis HaMikdash, these Kabbalahs are Mechaper for you. Yichaper, Eilu HaLeviyim, Leviyim also have the Kapporo. Vetan Yidah, another Braisa, Yichaper, Eilu Avodim, it goes on Avodim. So Shalom, what does the word Yichaper go on? Does it go to the Mabel Leviim have a kapor from his korban or avodim? So he's going to have a kanani. So my love isn't it? Here's the machlok is broken miflagi. The man saw the yikram. Once there's the called an am. So pshita levi doesn't need a new pasuk. Levi is bechal am Yisrael. Therefore, pasuk is teaching us avodim. O masavu no layikriam. No levi is not called an am, and therefore needs his own pasuk. Rashi says the man saw the yikriam. Vevi bechal am hakahal. Hilka v'chipu yisrael avodim osim masol likriyam oboi kru zesin samachlokes anoyim. So kitten samachlokes anoyim if a levy is called an am or not, if a lav v'chiyah to give matnas kuna or not. So now the Gemara asks, if so, v'rav yisrael like haitan aleimo, v'yisrael like haitan aleimo. Like what in Rav said clearly, which one he holds? Does he hold it is called an am or it's not called an am? So Gemara says yes. Misafkele Rav himself had a suffix adapt to be paskin like. Ikaitana, Rav was misupik about it. And therefore Rav says, even though I have a suffix, I patter them the potter from giving matanis. Because here it's no isurim, it's only a mumnistic shayla. And we always say the klal is, I might as well over raya. First says, Dorosh Mirim, made a drush like this. That Hilchos Segavos to the Rav, with like a paskin like Rav, that mashmet's a suffix, a suffix that potter from matnas kuna. Rashi says, "V'lo shaklini minayim, we don't make a levy give matnas kuna." V'yochas sakavosan Rav Chizda, v'yosa pasmak Rav Chizda, that if yemazik matnas kuna yochlan yepotem l'shalim. Yeah, we pass through these two halachas. Now the Gemara says, "Ula have yoyev matanta l'kahanta." Ula, when he used to take his matnas kuna, the zrev l'chayim v'keva, he would give it to a bas kohen, lav davka to a kohen, even to a bas kohen. Rashi says, "I feel away, even though she's married." Chivon the kedusha has no kedusha. The not a sru mazarim. Vaymatorim them wadom le truma. Yeah. He says imishum benosam la koyin. Sever filo kahanas mamash even to a kahanas also. So who holds you give it even to a bas koyin? Even though she's married to a Yisrael, still you could give her your matnas kuna to go to a bas koyin. So this one says eisvei rav alula. Rav has a question tula. It says minchas kahanas. If a kahanas a bas koyin brings the mincha. Necheles, then the shirayim could be eaten by the kohanim. Minchas kohen, when a kohen brings a minchen and necheles, nobody could eat the shirayim. Now the question is why? V'yamr, if you're going to tell me kohen, v'yafilu kohanis, if so, v'achsid, the pasuk says v'chol minchas kohen kolotia loy teichol. Anytime a kohen brings a minchen, you're not allowed to eat from the shirayim. You have to burn the whole thing. Sakam it says here, if a kohanis brings a minchen, it could be eaten. Omele Rebbe, metunachu, like please, like. That Aaron Obonok Ksuvim Apasha, Over here, by Mincha, it says clearly Aaron Abon. If Zeris says clearly, it only applies to a Zohar, this halacha, not to an Akeva. Alright, turn over. We'll continue on. We'll do the next blot on the...